Throughout his presidential campaign, candidate Donald Trump took a harsh, often punitive stance on immigration. In the days since, the president-elect has softened his tone, but he remains committed to deporting people living in the U.S. without legal status. That is putting pressure on local leaders, especially here in Southern California, to either support or denounce his stated policies. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly and is here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Larry.
You know, cities often find themselves on the front lines of the immigration debate. What are some of the things they can do, if they so choose, to protect immigrants?
Well, the most important thing they could do right now is declare themselves a sanctuary city. You know, when they try to do something like that, there's nothing really much in terms of concrete actions that they're able to take other than tell the rest of the United States, hey, we are a sanctuary city for undocumented folks. But symbolically, that really puts you very much against the Trump administration and very much with the residents of a particular city that may not have papers. So Los Angeles, San Francisco, so many cities in California have declared themselves sanctuary cities.
For people who may not know, Gustavo, can you explain what a sanctuary city is?
Sanctuary city basically says that as a city entity, they are not going to cooperate with ICE, with, you know, La Migra in Spanish, deportation or whatnot. But, you know, ICE being the enforcement agency, that they will not cooperate with them. They're not going to allow their police departments to turn over to basically become the ground troops for ICE to be able to deport people. They're not going to if the government says we want a list of undocumented people that or people that you suspect are undocumented in their city, they're not going to give them that list. Basically telling the government, no, you know, you have your federal powers, we have our city powers, and hey, read the Constitution.
You know, last week Santa Ana declared itself a sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. What will that look like?
What's interesting about Santa Ana is you had two things going on last week when the city council passed this. So you had activists asking the city just to declare themselves a sanctuary city. They even made like a big poster that looked almost like a check or more like a certificate saying, we, the undersigned of the city of Santa Ana, declare ourselves a sanctuary city. That was more for shows. But at the very least, they got that. But what they're also asking the city to do is to break a contract, a years-long contract that they've had with ICE that allows the Santa Ana City Jail, which is basically empty or, you know, it has been losing money for years and years and years. They're asking the city to break a contract with ICE that allows ICE to put detainees in the city jail. So the current city council says they're going to do that, but they just can't do that immediately. If they did it immediately, the city would lose hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. But a lot of these activists are saying, well, you can't have, on one hand, be a sanctuary city, and on the other hand, still be a place where you have a contract with ICE. That's hypocritical.
Well, let's talk about the council for a second. Noticeably absent from last week's council vote was Santa Ana Mayor Miguel Pulido, as well as council member Michelle Martinez. Was this just bad timing or something more to it?
That's interesting, because with Michelle Martinez, according to the city council, she had an excused absence. So, you know, maybe she was off doing something involving her job or, you know, her day job or whatever. But with Pulido, they markedly made sure that in the council minutes that he be marked as unexcused. And Miguel Pulido has a long and controversial history with his comments about illegal immigrants going back to his first city council campaign back in 1986, when he said he was against, as you know, the terminology back then would say, is illegal aliens. And of course, the irony of all this as that Miguel Pulido himself is an immigrant from Mexico City. He's a Chilango, and he hasn't said he also hasn't said why he wasn't there at that city council meeting. So it'll be interesting to have someone ask him, hey, Miguel, how do you feel about Santa Ana being a sanctuary city?
There you go. Any other Orange County cities considering this becoming a sanctuary city?
Newly elected council member in Anaheim, Jose Moreno, says he's going to try to make a push for that. That'll be interesting to see. Anywhere else, it's hard, because Orange County, hey, it's still Orange County, and it's not really a politically popular thing to put out there, calling yourselves a sanctuary city, because as the Trump administration and many of his allies are saying, like, if you do that, we're going to cut off federal funding, and then that's not going to be nice at all.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.